USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The new King of Britain is delivering a speech following the passing of the late Queen Elizabeth. King Charles addressing the nation in mourning in a televised statement. This past week, the city of Memphis saw a teacher abducted and killed along with a deadly shooting spree. Shelby County DA Steve Mulroy assures his office is trying to take a tougher stance against repeat violent offenders.
What a horrible week we have had here in Memphis over the last week. We get that. We understand how the public feels, and we want to reassure the public that we and law enforcement are working around the clock on these cases to prevent things like this from happening in the future.
North Korea says they will continue their pursuit of nuclear weapons.
On Friday, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un stressed his country will never abandon the nuclear weapon it needs to counter the United States, which he accused of weakening North Korea's defenses and eventually hoping for the collapse of his government. Un went on to lay out conditions where the North would be inclined to use its nuclear weapons. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
There should be another significant increase in interest rates. That's what Fed Reserve Governor Christopher Waller said during an overseas speech. However, he noted he can't predict the future and what kind of monetary policy will come. Hurricane Kay has weakened to a tropical storm, but it's still expected to impact parts of Southern California and as far east as Arizona. Meteorologist Mark Mady with the National Weather Service tells NBC News, despite the storm losing steam, it'll dump a significant amount of rain in the coastal areas.
Likely looking at around a quarter to a half of an inch in some of the coastal areas. Those areas that get caught under the embedded heavier cells and showers could see 3/4 of an inch of rain.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy 3 times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number 2. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
As Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine continues, countries are continuing to take action. From the USA Radio News, Los Angeles News Bureau, Ellie Andrews has the details.
Four European countries that border Russia will take regional steps this month to limit people from Russia from entering Europe's visa-free zone by land because they, quote, are increasingly concerned about the substantial and growing influx of Russian citizens, end quote. Such measures should take effect in each of the four countries by September 19th.
As the Department of Justice continues to investigate former President Trump, Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley talks about whistleblowers in the Biden administration. An inspector general report says the DHS mishandled the vetting process of Afghan evacuees.
We've had whistleblowers come forward and say the Biden administration lied about the Afghan refugees, that we actually have hundreds of potential terrorists in this country because they didn't vet the Afghan refugees. They brought them into the country and just released them. We've had whistleblowers come forward about how DHS lied about the disinformation board.
There's now one case of a dog testing positive for monkeypox. However, veterinarian Dr. Lori Teller at Texas A&M says the risk of a person catching monkeypox from an animal remains low. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I found that... That's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.